For a duper big tragedy happens, this entire document goes out the window. Said no founding father ever. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You guys are probably pretty tired, right? Nothing's riding on this except the First Amendment, the Constitution, freedom of the press, and maybe the future of the country.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you listening. And I have Uncle Milty with me, of course. It's a Thursday. Hi. And so glad to have him with me always. And of course, Chris Ann Hall, the great constitutional expert and attorney, comes on every week at this time usually. And I'm always so happy to have her. You've got to check out the Chris Ann Hall Show because it's that good. If you really want to learn about America, there's a few of us out there really trying. And so Chris Ann Hall is certainly amazing, and you'll learn so much about the Constitution. And I was laughing because Uncle Milty, and we'll address this later, but Uncle Milty saw a comment, and it was somebody in a conversation saying what, Uncle Milty?
No, not that rights thing again.
Oh, not that freedom thing again. Anyway, I mean, my gosh, we have a big problem. Our lack of education is really showing this year. And Chris Ann Hall, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kate. You know, this has been a really big week with the Supreme Court in session issuing their opinions.
Yes. Want to enlighten
people
us?
People still don't get that they're opinions and not law and not orders.
Not rulings. I keep seeing that in the news.
And
rulings.
Not rulings. Now, don't you find that fundamentally offensive these days every time you see that? You just want to hit somebody?
I do. I want to hit somebody all the time, but yes, for that purpose, too.
I want
to do that to people sitting in their cars with masks, but yes. Anyway.
So I classify these three Supreme Court cases that you actually hear about, because they actually issued opinions on more than that. But the three Supreme Court cases that you hear about, I classify them as the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Let's hear them. I can't wait.
And so in this, you have to understand that just for people who may be listening to Kate for the first time who have never heard of Chris Ann Hall before, okay?
Mm-hmm.
See, Chris Ann Hall rates things not on political party ideologies, not on feelings, mm-hmm. but based on the Constitution itself and liberty, right?
Right.
And liberty entails liberty for all.
Right.
Just to be clear. So the good decision is the one where the court refused certiorari on the case of Donald Trump of California versus the U.S. government.
Okay.
California versus U.S. And that's where they refused to allow the executive agency to force local law enforcement to enforce the immigration laws.
Okay.
So what they said was the federal government can't force local government, state government to enforce federal laws.
Okay.
Now that's going to sound freaky to people because they'd be like, I saw the headlines, oh, Supreme Court's against Trump, the Supreme Court this, Supreme Court that. Well, no. That's actually a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
It actually refers back to and reinforces a case called Prince v. U.S.
Okay.
Where they said that the federal government could not force state and local government to enforce federal gun laws.
Okay.
So this is actually an upholding of state sovereignty.
That's great news.
So it is very great news. The fact that the federal government cannot force local and state governments to enforce federal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong avenue anyway.
Right.
If they're not following federal law,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're talking about the sanctuary city thing.
Okay.
The remedy is the executive branch withhold funding. You don't let any federal funding go to a place that's not going to follow federal laws. I mean, seriously, they don't let people have federal funding for schools if
mm-hmm.
they don't do the mandated curriculum, you know? I mean,
right.
It's all a tit-for-tat thing. So I don't understand why this should be any different. The second remedy should be the states themselves who are in a contractual agreement with California saying we're not going to do business with you if you don't follow the contract.
Right.
And that's not outrageous. I'll remind everybody that the state of California did that to the state of North Carolina not too long ago. So we need to understand that the proper remedies, there are proper remedies for enforcement of the federal laws. Or, you know, Trump could send in executive agents to enforce the law. So there's ways to do that without forcing local law enforcement to do that.
That's good.
And
I like
that. I think the financial sanctions from the other states would probably be the most powerful. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So the bad decision. The bad decision is the DACA decision.
Mm-hmm.
The bad decision should be the awful decision. And what's interesting, Kate, is once again, some of the, once again, the worst Supreme Court cases are written by Roberts.
Yeah.
Roberts is gifted in the art of legal manipulation and lying.
Hence the Obama, healthcare tax, right? Mandating
a tax.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. When they want, when I say they, the cabal or the deep state or whoever is in charge, when they want a Supreme Court opinion that is completely contrary to every aspect of constitution and law, and a judge would have to violate their own ethics and moral standards to write it, it's John Roberts who writes it.
Yeah, man, sad but true. Wow.
So Roberts, what's interesting about this one, Kate, is that Roberts' opinion looks great. It sounds logical. It looks sound.
Okay.
Except for the fact that DACA was never passed by Congress as a law. DACA is a regulation created by the Department of Homeland Security under the push by Barack Obama.
Right.
In an executive order.
So Roberts gives an explanation that sounds good, but it only works when it applies to law. This is not a law.
Wow.
So that explanation does not work because DACA is unlawful and unconstitutional on its face.
And
because it's not only the executive branch creating law, it's an agency within the executive branch elected by no one creating a regulation to be enforced as law.
So even and in so their even in the Supreme Court's own document, it starts out in 2012, the Department of Homeland Security issued a memorandum. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And so what happens when Barack Obama sends a memorandum to the Department of Homeland Security and says, okay, Department of Homeland Security, you have to create DACA. Well, if he can create DACA via presidential memorandum, then it needs to be revocable via presidential memorandum. But Roberts treated it as if it was law and said that it could only be revoked through legislative process.
A legislative solution for a non-law. Interesting.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
And then gave a really powerful sing-song about how it's inappropriate for the judiciary to engage in legislative action and blah, 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 blah.
But they are, because they're offering the solution to a non-law. But they are.
Right. Well, no, they're upholding a non-law as a law.
Yeah.
Without even, I mean, Thomas in his dissent points out, this is unconstitutional on its face, and that's what we ought to be saying.
So that opinion, in essence, gives the executive legislative authority.
Absolutely. That's why I said it's the ugly, the horrendous.
Boy, oh boy.
Or the bad, the
that makes him a dictator.
Or whatever.
That makes the executive a dictator.
Absolutely.
Jeez.
The third case is the Bostock case, the one written by Gorsuch, about sexual orientation being protected under employment law and the Civil Rights Act. Now, I classify that as the ugly, not because of the Supreme Court opinion, but because of the way people are reacting to the Supreme Court opinion. And this is where people have to understand. That's why I gave a whole little legal disclaimer. Chrisann is liberty for everyone.
Right, right, right.
So we have to understand, because everybody and their brother is throwing daggers and flamethrowers at Gorsuch for what he did. But what he did was the only liberty thing that could have been done, with one exception.
Okay.
He could have said the Civil Rights Act is unconstitutional because there's no delegated authority to the federal government to regulate the hiring practices of private businesses.
Amen. Yeah.
That's the fact. Okay. Yep. So here's the thing. Number one, we have to recognize that the federal government doesn't have any authority to create laws unless that authority is specifically delegated. The federal government was specifically denied by our founders the authority to regulate private business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if a state wants to have a Civil Rights Act, then that's up to the state, but it is not a federal authority.
Right.
That being said, if we're going to allow the federal government to enforce a Civil Rights Act whose obvious and undeniable intention is to prevent discrimination in the employment in employment areas for things not employment related.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you get that whole list. You can't fire people based on
on
race, gender, sex, whatever, right?
It has nothing to do with the job they do. Okay.
Yeah, you can't be fired for things that are not due to your job. And they use this thing called a but-for test.
Mm-hmm.
But for this thing, you would still have your job.
Right. Okay.
Now, what's crazy is, we say in law, bad facts make bad law. Well, in these three cases, these employers actually went on the record. They're firing these people because they're gay.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay?
Don't be so dumb if you want to fire somebody because they're gay. Fire them because they didn't do their job right. Fire them because you're downsizing.
Right.
Fire them because they didn't wear the right uniform. Don't fire them because they're gay.
Right.
Because that's just dumb, right?
Right.
And so everybody's freaking out that Justice Gorsuch redefined sex. That there's no way that in 1964, when sodomy laws were on the books, that they anticipated sex would be defined through homosexuality.
Can you come on for two more minutes and finish that sentence? Or
I can.
You can. Okay, hold the line just a moment.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are really bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.